Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Horizontal Parenting: How to Entertain Your Kid While Lying Down by Michelle Wu. Is a short, illustrated parenting book that turns exhaustion into a practical method. Published by Chronicle Books and illustrated by Dasha Tolstakova, it presents a simple premise: adults do not always need to stand up, run around, or stage elaborate activities in order to keep children engaged. Instead, the book offers low-energy games and playful prompts that can be done from a couch, bed, floor, or other resting spot. Its purpose is both practical and psychological. Practically, it gives parents and caregivers a set of easy activities that require little preparation and minimal materials. Psychologically, it normalizes rest, especially for people dealing with fatigue, burnout, illness, postpartum recovery, or the demands of very young children. The book is best understood as humorous parenting advice, but one that also reflects a real need for sustainable, guilt-free ways to stay connected with children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a low-energy parenting model built around rest instead of constant activity. The central idea in horizontal parenting is not simply that tired parents can improvise while lying down. It is that rest can become part of the parenting method itself. That matters because many parenting resources assume adults have the energy to be physically active, highly attentive, and always available for movement-heavy play. Michelle Wu instead reframes the situation: if a parent is depleted, the goal is not to force a higher energy performance, but to create forms of engagement that fit the parent's actual capacity. This makes the book more than a collection of jokes. It functions as a practical response to parental exhaustion, especially in the early years when children often have far more energy than adults. By centering lying down as a legitimate position for interaction, the book challenges the assumption that good parenting must look active to be effective. The real value is in sustainability. Parents can remain present, amused, and connected without draining themselves further, which makes the approach especially relevant for everyday fatigue rather than rare moments of free time. Secondly, 50 simple games that turn ordinary objects into play materials. The book is organized around 50 playful activities, and that structure is important because it makes the concept immediately usable. The games are not designed as elaborate crafts or screen-free projects that require shopping lists and preparation. Instead, they rely on ordinary household objects, the child's imagination, and a parent's willingness to stay put. Examples such as M is for Massage, Hide and Seekish, and What's on My Butt show the range of the book's humor and simplicity. These activities work because they transform the parent's resting body into part of the game, rather than treating rest as an interruption. This is a subtle but useful design choice. It means the child is still entertained, but the parent is not pushed into full physical participation. The activities also have a flexible structure, so they can be adapted to different moods, ages, and household settings. In practical terms, this reduces friction. When a play idea requires almost no setup, it is more likely to actually be used during a difficult afternoon, a sick day, or the end of a long workday. Thirdly, humor as a way to reduce guilt and normalize parental limits. A notable feature of horizontal parenting is its comedic tone, which is not decorative but functional. Parenting advice can easily become moralistic, making exhausted adults feel as though they are failing if they cannot supply constant enrichment. Wu's book avoids that trap by making the whole concept intentionally absurd and playful. That humor helps reframe tiredness as a shared condition rather than a private weakness. When the book suggests that a parent can entertain a child while horizontal, it acknowledges the reality of low energy without turning it into self-pity. The joke is, part of the message: parenting does not always need to be upright, efficient, or ambitious. This matters because guilt is a common feature of parenting culture, especially for caregivers who feel pressure to be endlessly patient and physically engaged. By using a light, comic register, the book gives readers permission to lower expectations. The result is a style of advice that is easier to accept because it does not present itself as a discipline or improvement plan. It simply offers a workable alternative for moments when survival matters more than ideal play. Fourthly, a child-led style of play that supports independence and imagination. Although the book is built around parental rest, its activities are not passive in a child-centered sense. In many cases, the child becomes the more active participant, which shifts the structure of play in a useful way. This child-led dynamic matters because it encourages imagination, decision-making, and flexibility. When a parent is lying down, the child often has to adapt the game, invent variations, or supply the energy that keeps it going. That makes the interaction feel collaborative rather than adult-directed. It also allows children to practice independent play within a secure frame, since the parent is still present and available. The book therefore supports a form of engagement that is both loose and connected. This is especially useful for toddlers and younger children, but the underlying logic can extend to older kids as well if the activity is adjusted. The practical implication is that children do not always need elaborate entertainment from adults. Sometimes they benefit from a looser setup that invites them to create the fun themselves while staying emotionally close to a caregiver. Lastly, a realistic resource for fatigue, illness, postpartum recovery, and burnout, horizontal parenting stands out because it is positioned for real bodily constraints, not idealized family life. The book is especially relevant for parents recovering from childbirth, dealing with illness, managing chronic tiredness, or simply trying to get through a draining stage of caregiving. In that respect, it differs from broader parenting books that focus on behavior, development, or discipline. Its value lies in immediate applicability. A caregiver does not need to master a theory or reorganize a household to use it. They only need enough energy to lie down and participate minimally. That makes it useful in situations where conventional parenting advice is least helpful, because those situations often do not allow for ambitious routines. The book also has a broader caregiving audience, including grandparents, aunts, uncles, and babysitters, which reflects its practical rather than ideological orientation. What makes it distinctive in the category is that it does not pretend to solve all parenting challenges. Instead, it offers a narrow but honest answer to a very common problem: how to stay engaged with children when energy is scarce. In conclusion, horizontal parenting is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family members who need a realistic way to interact with children when they are tired, recovering, or simply overextended. It is especially useful for people with toddlers and young children. But the underlying idea can be adapted beyond that age range because the activities rely on imagination more than physical effort. Readers looking for serious developmental theory will not find that here. Its value is more immediate and more concrete. It offers low preparation, low energy play ideas that can be used in ordinary households without tools, tutorials, or a high tolerance for mess. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for its honesty about exhaustion and its refusal to treat rest as laziness. Compared with novelty parenting books, it is more usable because the premise is so specific and so easy to try. The book is also distinctive because humor is built into the method, not added after the fact. That makes it both practical and validating, which is why it has resonated with readers looking for a lighter, more sustainable approach to family play. If you would like to support Michelle Wu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.